So now my two courses are ready to go. The last boo I sent out was about choosing a course textbook and thinking about all the different things that are required to go into this textbook model, especially when you're doing what I'm doing, which is trying to teach without slides. So now the textbooks have been figured out. It's all been done. And I'm just about to start teaching these modules. Well, how has it gone? Well, first off, the compilation of these custom textbooks is a total pain. It's aided in some respects by the professionalism of the people putting them together. But in large measure, you'd almost be better off writing one yourself for the amount of effort that goes into it. Luckily, the electronic learning materials are all set up for you, which is really nice. And it's sort of the added bonus. It's where the value comes from these custom textbooks. It's really good. But unluckily, you end up in a situation where everything you do is therefore customized. So it's almost a hop, skip, and a jump to writing your own textbook. For the Economics for Business class, this very, very large class I have, I'm doing a combination of multiple choice questions, so 5 weekly multiple choice questions, your best 5 out of 8, rather, that you have to do every week, and then a book review worth 25% for one of the great books in economics, like The Worldly Philosophers by Robert Heilbronner, or The Great Crash of 1929 by Galbraith, something like that. They've got 6 books to choose from. And then we have a data analysis project. So the idea again is that students will get a range of skills, not just learning the basic material, but also getting the skills of synthesizing and reading a huge amount of material and applying it to the real world, but also the data analysis skills, which are the real value added when it comes to an economics degree, the ability to assess and report on numerical data. So that's really important. On the other side, so that's that course. So there's no exam for this course, no exam at all. In fact, it's just the continuous assessment that's going to be marked, which imposes a huge burden on me and my TAs, but I think it's worth it in the end. At least we'll see if it's worth it. The second course that's available is the European Economy. This is a completely redesigned course. I don't know how this is going to go, actually. It used to be called Economics of European Integration, and it was a class in comparative statics and comparative dynamics, essentially, using the Baldwin and Byplatz textbook. It was a nice course, and the students really liked it, but I felt that it didn't really get to the nub of what the EU is right now. So, for example, we spent 3 weeks on preferential liberalisation, but there's no point in talking about that because it's a fait accompli. It's totally done. It's much better to talk, in some sense, about the issues that face the EU today and then digging back into the theory to find out which bits of the theory inform the current issues. Because again, in economics today, there is no one overarching theory of how a huge transnational, supranational body should behave or should work. And the basic lessons of gains from integration have been learned and relearned. So it's an effort to make the whole thing more current. I really hope it does work, but I'm not quite sure how it's going to work, because instead of moving from nice, safe, comparative statics and things like that to the murkier and grayer world of philosophy, actually, of policy, of history. And this is something, it's a little bit scary. I've had to do a huge amount of reading for it. In particular, the work of people like John Gray and Jürgen Habermas, as well as Barry Eichengreen and Kevin O'Rourke. So I've had to absorb a huge amount more, but that's great because it makes me a better teacher. It just means that the students are going to have to work doubly hard as well. So we'll see how we go. So this is sort of the boot in the sand, as it were, for the start of the course. All right, cheers.